asking how you got there, or why you were staring at her pendulous breasts hanging just above you, why you were kneeling slightly, elbows on the counter of the small office next to the classroom where she instructs the many horny witches of this coven. Asking any of those questions would be pointless. The mind is already long gone, and it is only because your mind is long gone that you meet the prerequisites for what you're about to ask for. Only in asking could you ever possibly receive. Only in wanting it so badly could you ever hope to get something like this. She reaches out, one long nailed finger under your chin, raising it slow, her gaze meeting yours, eyes flaring with power already. The cum witch who fills the many dripping pussies of the initiates in this place, ensnaring, entraining. You've fallen for her wiles a dozen times that you can remember, and it's all the times you've fallen but not remembered that have contributed to your whimpering, aroused, desperate state. So, you want to be one of mine, then? You want to be remade from the inside out? Well, you have not been steeped in our rituals. You have not waited this long. You have not stood in line to let you skip the queue. You would have to sign up for some very special procedures. And she gestures to one wall of her little lab, to a place where dildos and sparkling glass vials, mixtures of potions, vibrating harnesses for the initiates to wear when she wants a little pleasure for herself, all the many tools and toys of change and creation and recreation and the recreation of the coven hang there waiting. You know what she can accomplish if she really tries. You know what she can do to you if she directs your attention to that dripping, massive, firm length between her thighs. And then the thoughts that later in the day when you're making your way home, dripping, come, drooling thoughts, they'll materialize and you'll find, oh, I already have become what I was going to ask to be. But this time is different. She's making sure you remember. That's the one thing you know for sure, as you stare at her, as every jiggle of her breasts creates an afterimage in your very fine, hypnotized mind. She's going to make sure you remember this one for all the rest of your days, whatever shape that may take. And you know you'll take whatever shape she needs you to, as she slides the simple loincloth she wears out of the way. And that dangling, flaccid 8-inch member that you know will swell to almost a foot when she gets horny immediately draws your attention. It is a flame dancing in front of you, a heat which, if you were too close to it, would burn away thought, would wick away every sensation except the taste, scent, and presence of her. The heaviness of her length slapping against your cheek would push every thought out of you. A single drooling droplet of her would drug thought out of the realm of the possible entirely and leave you, her insensate servant, kneeling, whimpering. In fact, that's why you're here. There are some who can serve her even more ably than you. Some who can take that big, rigid firmness inside and provoke her to come. She's confided in you that, virile though she is, making herself come has needed magical assistance, and it never quite seems right. Lately, that hard-on has spurted in your mouth and in your hands, but mostly because you've been working her balls or massaging her ass. You want her to fuck into you and come, and you're willing to be remade to make it so, to let her take you, mold you, shape you, give you exactly the shape that will turn her on so much she can't help but spurt, can't help but squirt. You stare at the tip of her cock where a single huge droplet of her pre-seed has formed and drooled onto the floor. When it splashes there, the aerosolization of her scent, the heady pheromone, the long conditioned response, brings you down to your knees. Her finger still under your chin, tilting your gaze upward, but now your upward tilted diagonal gaze goes over her huge tits, each as big as your torso, her statuesque muscular form, the way she just dwarfs you. And then the cock, every bit big enough to fill your vision, every bit big enough to break you, even though you know she can always prepare you such that pleasure is the dominant, predominant, mind-taking emotional context. It sways left and right. It's so pretty, isn't it? Pretty enough to be worth your time. Pretty enough for you to pay attention. Pay it in drops and drips, coins and currency, in current focus and in later remembrance, to pay bit by bit until your pockets are empty, your brain is empty, until you're paying with your body instead, isn't that right? You've come here for so many a lesson, so many an inspired observation. And now there's just one thing left for you to offer. She begins to get hard, and it gets harder to think as you mirror her, harder and harder inside your head. You feel your hole spreading, preparing. You're lubed up and achy. You need her to fuck you, take you, claim you, condition you, remake you. You don't know when it starts being things she's saying that you're repeating and stops just being words from your mind, but at some point she's saying it. I'll retake you, I'll claim you, I'll drop you down and let you drown in pleasure, ache, throb, need. You'll get to take my seed deep inside. You'll get filled and fucked. Claimed throughout, in and out, up and down. She drags the tip of her cock up from your chin, up over your face, leaving a trail of her pre-cum like lip gloss on your lips, and then just under your nose so you can breathe her in, and then across your forehead as though marking you for anyone who were to come in to see, marking you as hers. That's all you'll ever be. Her cock sways in your vision. You close your eyes when she puts one fingertip on each one and presses them down. But inside your head, visions of her cock still dance, spiraling, circling, marking you. And you know she's marking you because as she lifts you and positions you, that hard, rigid ache is there. That throbbing member ready to slide inside. And it's going to slide inside you. But as she's all too able to tell you, sliding inside will be different this time. She's not going to protect you from what her cock does, from what happens, because when something like that slides inside of you, change is inevitable, and instead of turning you back at the end, she's going to let you adapt, let you alter, let you become a perfect receptacle for her cock, for her seed, let you simply become her wish fulfillment, become her porn, become something that she wants to come in so badly that it might only take her one or two pumps if she's lucky before you'll be basted, painted, flooded, filled, completely consumed with what she can do to you. She's going to come your own optimized form into you. But not optimized in your own eyes. You're going to become her sexy little sleeve, a happy little servant, optimized even beyond all of the other members of the coven. You're going to become her perfect sex doll, not a mage, not a wanderer, not a warrior, a sleeve, a horny little thing impaled on her length, the tip of her cock being the tip of your thoughts, the tip of your tongue, the only thing coming out of you being more. More, as the hourglass empties, as she teaches classes, you can be under her desk, slobbering her balls, sucking her tip more, more, as it ticks away, as all that time ticks away. Tick, tock, suck her cock, drop your thoughts, deeper down, full mouth, empty brain, drippy cock, empty brain. So many things to empty you out so she can fill you right back up with her perfect vision for you. And that cock is going to start it all by sliding inside. Of course, that's not the only thing that'll be going inside of you. The circuit has to be completed. The only way that you can be fucked into the perfect shape for further fucking, the only way that you can be filled and emptied, trained and drained, is if you suck deeply. If you wrap your lips around, there you see it. A bed, comfortable to get on hands and knees on, and positioning behind you is so easy, and somewhere you can just wrap your mouth around. Put it deep in your mouth, deep in your throat, suck your own thoughts out, drip your own thoughts out, drool everything inside of your head out onto the bed, and once it's there you can be pushed face down into it and reminded of what you used to be, your body more perfect to get fucked, to get used, to get filled. Good. You're so good, and you're gonna learn. One hand on your hips, sculpting you like marble, the tip of that length, the tip of a length that will steal your mind, that has stolen your mind 100 times, and you'll find that when it's inside, you're just gone. Gone in the heat of it, the throb of it, as your buttons are pushed and you drip all your thoughts out, dripping them all out until all that's left of you are the parts of you that have dribbled out of your body, leaving you perfect for further use, perfect for further training, perfect for the one and only purpose you have. Good. Fingers sliding, pumping, lubricating that length, preparing to slide inside, knowing that every time hips slap against your ass, the sheer pleasure of filling you is going to resound above. You are serving a purpose by being a fuck sleeve, serving a purpose by being emptied out inside your head, by being filled up inside of you, flooded inside of you, fucked inside of you until all that's left inside your head is a you who exists for this length to slide in and out. Suck. Open your mouth. Extend your tongue. Do what you need to do, like it's a circuit that runs from one end of you to the other end of you. A circuit that runs from behind where you're being fucked on your hands and knees to in front where you're sucking on your hands and knees. One you willingly do, the other you have to buck against and just take it. As much or as little filling, as much or as little fucking, as much or as little constant throbbing change as can be. Oh, and the change is there. Do you imagine you could have your buttons pushed this many times, this many thrusts, this much training, this much conditioning, this much change, and not end up absorbing some of it into your body? Every thrust changes you. Every thrust optimizes you into someone who takes that length, gets hit on that button. Good. Every thrust incrementally changing you. Mindless, molten-like metal. All of you is just a toy for that length, pushing inside, opening you up inside, spreading you. There's nowhere in your mind that you can hide or what used to be you. Now all there is the slight tilt of your curved hips, the heavy feeling from your chest. You know that's what you like. Every thrust in, you love this, and I love this, and isn't the goal to turn me on so much that the moment I start using you, I can barely help but almost get off myself, while you wait and wait, and the only pleasure you find is from being used like this. The only pleasure you find is from a dominant hand on you. That's what I want in a sleeve. That's what I crave in a sleeve. Suck. Feel yourself change. Know that you will fill a purpose no one else has ever filled. Know that you will fulfill a need no one else has ever satisfied. Sway and suck. Drool and dribble. The bigger the pool under you when you're sucking yourself silly, the better off we both are. Suck your own brain out, slowly sucking, turning everything to dripping, juicy thoughtlessness, and you're becoming juicier. Feel your ass swell under my hand, feel you grind back against it, curve by curve, warm display model, the perfect little fuck doll, the perfect thing to use for this length, to be filled and flooded and fucked as you suck your brain out, as that toy takes takes your mind away, and every time your button gets hit, you know that you're for me, you're for mine, you are sculpted, you are custom equipped. Good little toy. The curve of your hips, perfect for positioning my hands. Good little toy. Your dripping, mindless, cumless body. You are just gyrating. You are just bucking your mind out. Good. Feel me glazing your lips with lubrication. Your favorite lip gloss. Kiss me. Now back to sucking, back to working yourself over. Feel my tits on your back. Think about them. Don't you love them? Big and heavy, warm, mind-taking, mind-breaking. Would you mind breaking for me? Would you mind falling for me? You already have fallen for me, and now you're melting for me, molten. The image inside the clay, the curves inside that I love to sculpt. My hands and my thrusts, my hands and my thrusts. The feel of my warm tits against your back, my pointy nipples. The feeling of you lost, you up against me. Grind back, change yourself. You're changing yourself. Every thrust changing yourself, making you what you are. And if you come from back here, you know it'll stick. I might have let you free so many other times, but this time it's you and me. I may have let you go free on any other occasion, but this time it's you impaled on me. Thoughtless thoughts in a mindless mind, dripping away till all you find inside your head is every delicate moan, every lip plumping application of that gloss. Every time I kiss myself into you, making you closer and closer to me until all you can be is an accessory for me, equipped and fucked, filled and flooded, your well-lubed hole losing all control as you try to think with a body that's in my camp. You try to think your own thoughts using a body that belongs to my thoughts. My thoughts need to get thought, and my thoughts are just about how hot it would be if all you did was fuck and suck. All you did was fall for me, so you think my thoughts instead, and your thoughts dribble out onto the bed, onto the floor, dripping away from a part of you that's simply no more. Because no part of you needs to give pleasure except the part that's wrapped around this, the part that's sucking that, the part that is back and forth, in and out, stretched and fucked, every deep thrust bringing my hips into contact with you, and you're filled, you're flooded, you clamp your ass down, and I get to enjoy how nice it feels to have you grind back against me, how you suck your own brain out, drip your own brain out, till nothing remains inside your brain except drip and suck and fuck and fall. Every curve, big plump lips, feel me running my fingers along your scalp, rubbing, massaging, sculpting, shaping, evoking, awakening. You are what you're becoming, and what you're becoming will be locked in when you're coming, so you better hold out. You better let me keep sculpting. Doesn't it feel so good to be a sculpture, be a doll, be a display piece? Be a thing made and remade in an image I made inside my head before I started to fuck you. And now that you're getting fucked, you are finally the first, the only complete copy of this kind of thought, this flowing into you. You are uniquely curved and lovely, warm and tight, tight and hot, lubed and fucked. And when I hit that spot, you drip your thoughts until all you are is an empty shell, ready to be equipped, ready to be slid over this and slid onto that, completing the circuit, completing the connection. You're wired into place, detaching your mouth from sucking, stopping fucking, stopping being fucked, stopping being filled. It would simply be impossible. You're a receptacle for all the things you're filled with. Fucking, thrusting, your ass is spread, your mind is gone, you're dripping on the bed, you're sucking on and on, more and more, tenderizing your thoughts by fucking your own mouth and throat with that toy until all your thoughts drip out and I can access them back here. Fucking, thrusting, leaving my traces, leaving my influence, all that powerful change spurting into you. You curved, mindless little toy, you well-equipped, fallen and falling, shapeable sleeve with all those shapely curves, all those heavy places. Your chest is heavy, your mind is heavy, your lips are full, perfect for sucking. You slurp more, tongue longer, yes, perfect. Feel my hands sculpting you, feel every thrust shaping you. If you're a receptacle, then receiving is how you change, and changing is how you get better and better, deeper and deeper, further and further gone. And you are so far gone that all you need is to feel what you are. Exceed, succeed, explore, become. You are the dripping, shaping, mind-filling receptacle for me to fuck into. And if you get sexy enough, I won't be able to thrust against you even once. I won't be able to get to the hilt without coming hot and hard just from using such a sexy, receiving little sleeve. Feel me pinch your nipples. Feel me shape your form. Feel me position your mind. You're right where you need to be, and I'm right behind you. Good. In and out. In and out. Don't you mourn every time I pull out as something that should have been completing your circuit is gone, and suddenly, for a brief moment, you're aware of what you were. And then I thrust in and you're aware of what you are, completing your circuit, filling your mind deep inside from behind, thrusting in, filling in. Filling in for all the thoughts you've let drip out of you as any pleasure becomes impossible except the pleasure I give you. So every thrust is all the more important when it's the only way you're going to feel as good as you need to feel, when it's the only way you're going to reveal the parts of your mind that are pleasure-craving, hedonistic, aching, hungry. You are what you are, and what you are is mine. You are what you are, and what you are is the only thing you can hold in mind. I'm a sleeve, I'm a toy, all the thoughts that you deploy to try and get anywhere at all, anywhere except here, but this is where you need to be, and you'll learn that. With thrusts and teasing, pinching and squeezing, teaching and training, dripping and draining, mindless mind and bodiless body, thoughtless thought again and again. You are only the things you need. You are only the very few things that remain. Very little remains inside your head. Everything drains out of your head. Everything drips out of you because you need to come. You crave to come. You want to come, but your brain just won't let that be anything other than when I come from fucking you, when I come from filling you, when I fill you, all you do is twitch and drip, drip and drool. Drool out your thoughts, drool out your awareness, drool out what you need, drool out what you had. Receive the only thing you need now, which is me thrusting in, filling you, making you, remaking you. You are what you need to be, and what you need to be is under me, whimpering for me, drooling for me, loving being mine in this way. And it makes you something you can be every day. Suck and fuck, drain and drool, emptied out inside. The only thing inside is me and a toy I've given you. And you are a toy I've given you as well. Your body is yours, but it's yours in a way where every whimpering touch will never quite equate to the thrust, the push, because this is not sensual pleasure. This is fulfillment. This is your purpose. This is your button being pushed. So much more potent than mere sensual pleasure. That has a refractory period. This is about what you need. This is about what you crave. This is about the euphoria of fulfillment in the everyday, knowing you have fulfilled a simple function. You so rarely had a simple function before, and now you can just fulfill your simplest, easiest road to pleasure. The simplest thing you need is to exceed all prior pleasure, expectations, awareness, all your thoughts. You are here, and you are learning to stay here, to stay at this euphoria always, to stay at this place always, to stay locked here to this level, this standard, this place of pleasure, this place inside your head where all you do is slide, all you do is fall, all you do is be under, all the way gone, gone, on and on, dripping, drooling, waiting for me to thrust in a way where I come so you can come, waiting for the release of being used, the pleasure of being completed. Completion comes from use. Completion comes from the ease of being used just the right way. And none of the others will be used like you. No one else will get to feel my cock throb, feel how big my balls have gotten just from wanting to fuck you. I'm watching the curve of your hips, the way you're just made to take my dick, every stretching thrust of it. My magic dwells in you, the thoughts dwell in you, listen to them, listen to the hiss of your own nervous system, listening to my words and amplifying them, replaying them, expanding them. You are a nest for spells. They speak to you, They listen to me. You are a place I can store my experiments. You are my experiments. Suck. Suck deeper. I'll let you taste me later. I'll let you service me later. Do you feel the little droplets pouring out of the tip of that toy? Yeah. That's bits of my cum I let in there. Every time I pulse in you, at least a little bit migrates over there and you get to lick. Salty. Put it over your lips like lip gloss. Good. Good toy. Good sleeve. Good fuck doll. Deeper. Spread you. Deeper. Fuck you. Here, turn your head. Here's my nipple. Suck. Taste my nectar. Drink me. You will learn every contour. You will learn every place I feel good. Until all you do is feel good with me, you little toy are going to be fucked time and time and time again till your mind drips out of you, till it drips all over, till I hit this little button inside and hump you, build you. I will build switches to turn you deeper, more, and I will never let you forget. All those times our sessions were hazy, no more. You will remember with crystal clarity your use, your destruction, your rebuilding. You will remember what I found in you and made come out with a scream, a sigh, suck, a whimper. You can't move your lips away now, can you? But I can feel that climax quick impending. Oh, I'll always know. Your skin practically glows with my power. I'll always know when it's waxing. I'll always know when it's growing. I'll always know when you're breaking. So I can drive the point home. Like I drive my cock in. But rest assured, you're not done. We've only just begun. This is just the start of making you, breaking you. We build the circuit. You suck. I fuck. You fall. You're a good doll. And eventually I won't be able to thrust even one time without coming, but don't worry. I can come many times in a row. You're not even going to get a taste of it, not even going to get a dose of it, and I've already changed you. You might not realize, but if I came in you full on, spurted, the climax would leave you insensate and useless for far too long for us to get any work done. And it's more than just sexual. This is satisfaction. This is your purpose. This is what you're for, and you know what you're for every time I push you down and slide. Every time the tip of me slides against your entrance, you know what you're for. You're for me to fuck, me to fill, me to use. Good, it's taken root in you. Listen well, the whispering, sliding, slithering spell that will live with you, take on you, bring you to your fall all the time. You're welcome. Thrust and ride, change and writhe, more and more aesthetically pleasing. Take pride in your form. It's going to be impossible to think negatively about your body, you know. It's my work, after all. And you only think positive about my works and you feel my tits suck. Suck deep, drink deep, fall deep, good. I'll do my best work when you're blanked out and make you remember later. Oh, you'll remember it all by the end. You will have the entire continuity of your change, the entire continuity of your remaking, your reforging. You're dripping your thoughts out while I hump your button back here, pushing pleasure again and again, because the mere presence of my cock in you should mean you're coming. The mere presence of me in you means you're filling your purpose, fulfilling your purpose by being filled, by being fucked. So if I'm present, you should be gone. If I'm in you, you should be deep. If I'm deep inside, you should be asleep, and you should slide deeper, deeper down, further, further down. Find your way down. Find your way where you belong, which is under my influence, remaking the song of that spell in you, changing you over time. Every time you admire your body, it gets more and more like what I would admire, and then you admire it more. Vicious, perfect, humpable, fuckable, stretchable cycle. Suck your brain out. Speaking of cycles, I think we'll go again. I think we'll go again. I think we'll go again, and I'll use you again, fuck you again, fill you again, remake you mine, make you mine. A perfection no one else gets to achieve. So lavish attention and be my sleeve. Slide back on. Do you know which words are spells and which words are just haunting phrases you happen to like? Do you know which bits are changing you and which bits in you were just waiting to change and have now been given permission? Well, I don't plan to tell you. I don't plan to fill you in at all. You're always going to guess. You'll remember everything perfectly and still not know why you fell so far below and why you became so perfect for me. But the answer is you were already perfect for me. I just had to find it in the marble. I just had to chisel your breaking out of you and then take the fault lines and repair them deep and hard and hot. Your thoughts are drooling apart, breaking apart. Every thrust goes deep inside, and the only thing you're going to have to stick them together with is the spurting climax you crave for me to get, but that I'm withholding from even myself. And oh, don't you see how you're already a part of me, how you need it as badly as I need it? So become something I can't bear to fuck for more than a second without painting your insides with my seed. If you want me to break you, do something about it. Good, fuck doll. Good, pet. That's enough for now, but suck as long as you have to, as long as you must to get your thoughts in order. Oh, they'll assemble eventually. It's just how much change will have rolled through you by the time you awaken, remembering it all up to your fall. And I'll take you more next time. You'll have even further to climb when I drill you deeper. Oh, it's so hard to pull out of you already. Deeper and deeper down. Good. Give me my tip. Oh. You must have liked the taste. Your eyes are so glazed. Till next time, sweetie. You just stay right there. I've got a class to teach, and if you manage to still be dropped by the time I get back, I'll use your hole. Mwah.